Gurave Gurachandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namo Vrindavanankaya Tubhyam Goloka Malane Purna Brahma Tapatraya Namo Govardhanaya Cha Vancha Kalpa Tadubhischa Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Patitanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Somehow or another, Sachinandan Maharaj, he requested me to come to the Govardhan retreat a few years ago. I'll be very honest with you, I've often wondered why he invited me, and there's so many other more qualified persons. I've often wondered over the years why Maharaj invited me to come to this program, because there's so many more qualified persons, and I'm very, very junior, both in understanding and in knowledge to the devotees here, and years of experience. And tonight, Maharaj very kindly gave some answer. Sachinandan Maharaj, he's very kind to monkeys. And I can tell you there's at least one example of a monkey that he let inside. So I feel very, very blessed to be here, as we do every year. Satam prasangam mama virya samvido bhavanti hritkarna risayana kata tis joshanat ap of savarga vartmani shadha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati. The Bhagavatam, third canto, describes that we should want the satam prasangam. We should want association with devotees. Another meaning of that is to associate with persons in a sat way, which means speaking Krishna katha. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives a very interesting explanation of this verse. And he says, why is a prefix pra given before the word sangha? Satam prasangam. Why not just satam sangam? Pra means something very special. He says there's two types of satam sangha. Satam sangha, one type is where you hear something religious and you should follow four regulated principles and you should come every day and you should be good, you should be honest, you should do like this and this. That's a nice thing to hear. But this verse is speaking about satam prasangam. Very special association, which is Rasayana Katha, that topic which gives life to us. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that prasangam means hearing topics directly about Krishna and Krishna's dear devotees, Krishna's dear abode of Vrindavan, and Krishna's dear devotee, Giriraj. I live in Bhubaneswar, Orissa, which is a gateway to Jagannath Puri. And Bhubaneswar is a place of Lord Shiva. Thakur Bhaktivinod, he's composed one prayer to Lord Shiva, which I was meditating on tonight. I think it's very relevant. O he Ketrapala Shiva, Tumi Doya Moya, Krishna Bhakti Deha More, Hai asa dahe ha. Oh, hey, Ketrapala Shiva, tumi doyamai. My dear Lord Shiva, you're the guardian of the Dham. And tumi doyamai, you're very, very kind. Krishna bhakti deha mori, hai asudoi. So please, give me Krishna bhakti. Whenever we try to approach Krishna, whenever we approach his Dham, we go through Lord Shiva. He's Ketrapala. Traditionally, before you go to Jagannath Puri, you start in Bhubaneswar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did like that. Traditionally, the devotees, when they come to Braj, they offer their pranams to five different principal deities of Lord Shiva, Bhuteshwar Mahadev in Mathura, Kameshwar Mahadev in Kamyavan, Nandeshwar Nam Mahadev in Nandagaon, Chakaleshwar Mahadev here at Govardhan, and to Gopishwar Mahadev in Vrindavan. And in particular, Gopishwar Mahadev, the devotees first approach him. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is given a prayer. Vrindavan Abhanipate Jaya Soma Soma Mole Sanandana Sanatana Naradeja Gopishvara Braja Bilasi Yugangri Padme Prema Prayacha Nirupari Namo Namaste. Some mantra, a verse glorifying Gopishwar Mahadev and praying to him for admission into the Raslila, which we were just hearing Srila Prabhupada so beautifully describe. So to enter into Krishna's abode, we require the mercy of Krishna's greatest devotee, who's known as Vaishnavanam Yatashambhu. But in his Govardhana Basa Prarthana Dasakam, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has said that Giriraj is even a greater devotee than Mahadev Shiva. How is that? Lord Shiva is the greatest devotee? He says that Lord Shiva, he's a great devotee. He's known as Pani Priya. He likes the water. What water? He's Gangadhar, another of his names. He carries the Ganga on his head wherever he goes. But Giriraj is a greater devotee. He doesn't carry the Ganga on his head. He has Radhakund and Shamakund on his head. And Lord Shiva, he's always moving here and there and doing his Tandava Nitya, his dance. But Giriraj is staying in one place and not going anywhere. And Radhakund and Shamakund are infinitely greater than the Ganga. And they're residing on Giriraj's head. Hantaya Madhra Bala Haridasa Varyo. Raghunath Das Goswami says that this verse in the 10th canto, the Bhagavatam, was spoken by none other than Srimati Radharani. And in this verse, she says that Giriraj is the greatest devotee because he's giving everything. Why is it that we worship Lord Shiva before we begin some undertaking? You may know he's known as Bhutanath or Bhuteshwar. He's the Lord of the ghosts. He's known as Digambar. He doesn't have any clothes. He's just wandering around naked. Why do we want to worship a naked fellow for? Because we also want to become naked. Krishna, in Vrindavan, he displayed his pastime, which is known as Vastraharna Leela. And he stole the clothes from a little 8-year-old gopis. It was not an erotic affair. There's a purport to it. Krishna forced those gopis, and this pastime began with Katyayani Brata, which is significant that it began a few days ago, that Krishna stole the clothes of those gopis and forced them to come before him naked to show us that if we want to come to Krishna, and we want to come to Guru, we have to come before them naked. Sarvupadi vinirmuktam tatparat vina nirmalam. We have to give up our upadis, all of our different costumes. I have my cowboy costume, planet cow. I have my brahmachari costume, my grihastha costume, my mataji costume, my this costume and that costume. But I have to give all those up because Krishna is not impressed with that. And I have to come naked before him. And Lord Shiva, he gives us that. He teaches us that. How to come before the Lord free from all our designations. To come before the Lord naked. And Giridhaj is a greater devotee. In his Govardhana Basa Pratana Dasakam, in his last verse, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami has described Giridhaj in a very beautiful way. Nirupadi karunena Shri Satchinandanena Twahi kapati satopi Twat priyenar pitosmi Iti kalu mama yogya Yogyatam tamagrinan Nija nikata nibasam Dehi govardhanatvam Nirupadi karunena Shri Satchinandanena. Everyone is speaking about the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What's so special about it? His mercy is nirupadika karuna. His karuna, his mercy has no designations. He's not looking at you to see if you're from America. He's not even impressed if you're from Texas. He doesn't care if you're from Australia or from Iran or from a rich family or from a poor family. He sees the heart. Nirupari karunena Sri Satchinandanena Twai kapati. Raghunath Das Goswami says this verse, I think it's a very fitting verse for me. Twai kapati, even though I'm very duplicitous. I'm coming and I'm making a show. I'm a devotee. I'm a big person. Twai kapati sato, but I'm actually a debauchee. Twat priyenar pitosmi. But nevertheless, he gave me to you. So iti kalumama yogya yogya tam tamagrinan. Please don't look at my qualification. In India, if you meet someone on the train, they always ask you, what is your qualification? It means, what is your education? Did you have a bachelor's degree or a master's degree or this or that? So, iti kalu mama yogya, yogyatam tamagrinan. Please don't ask about my qualification. I have no qualification. I'm a mercy case. I'm one of Satchinanda Maharaj's monkeys. And nija nikata nibhasam dehi govardhanatvam. Just please, Giridhaj, please give me residence near you. And Giridhaj, as we've been hearing so wonderfully by the Vaishnavas, is so wonderfully kind. He's giving shelter to the ants and to the dogs and to the pigs and to people who are speaking prajalpa and people who are doing so many things. So when I come here, let me come with a noble purpose. Let me at least pray that Giridhaj, please, please let me get rid of all these upadis and come before you naked, meaning I'm not trying to impress you that I'm a scholar, I'm a great devotee, I'm a this or I'm a that. I'm going to leave it all behind, and here's the ugly truth. This is what I really am. Thakur Bhakti Vinod and Harinam Chintamani, he says that Krishna Kun, what is it?
Amita adama tumi adama tarana ubaye sambandhae patita pavana.
Sometimes people, we meet some devotees from Radhakund, and they say, oh, you're chanting, what is your swaroop? And they'd like to talk about this thing, oh, I'm a gopi, or I'm a this, or I'm a that. And I tell them, this verse speaks about my swaroop. I realize what my swaroop is. Amita adhamma. I'm fallen. That's my position. And tumi adhamatarana. I've also realized the Lord. You're the Savior of the fallen. Adhamatarana. Ubaye sambandha. This is my relationship with you. Ubaye sambandha. E patita pavana. You're patipavan. And this is Giridhaj. And if we come in this kind of mood and we try to hear something in association with the devotees here, then as we've been hearing, many wonderful things happen. So thank you very much. I'm not a speaker here, but we're going to be repeating a few things. And we want to try to take part in this Vaishnav Sangha. Because a Vaishnav Sangha means that we're not so much interested in who the speaker is or who the listener is, but we want to hear about Krishna. That's Satam Prasangam. So I hope that something very wonderful can happen in my heart in the association of all the devotees here today. Thank you very much. Bolo Giriraj Maharaja Ke! Vansha Kalpadarubhischa Kripa Sindhu Bhaiva Cha Patitanam Bhavani Vaishnavi.